Hello, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hello, hey, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relax lawsuit. Her name is Elsie Robles,
Okay, go ahead.
and phone
Go
number
ahead.
is that is.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you the phone number, or can I can
Yeah.
transfer you?
You could go ahead and transfer.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm just connecting with her.
Okay. Hi, good afternoon. Is this Andrea?
Hello.
Hi, is this Andrea?
This is Elsie.
Elsie. Okay. My name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. How do you spell your first name? You just cut out. Sorry. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can
Sorry,
barely hear you.
I have really bad signal at my home.
What's your phone
My
number?
name is 219-745-8706.
Say it one more time.
619-745-8706.
Okay, I can hear you right where you're at. I'm gonna text you from my direct phone number. My first name is Courtney. I'm gonna text you from a 949 number at any time we are disconnected. This will be the phone number to reach me at.
Okay.
For some reason, he gave me like someone's different information when he transferred over. So that's why I was like, it says Andrea.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
Apologize.
My name's Courtney. This is on a recorded line, and I see you're calling for the hair relaxer, a lawsuit.
Yes, correct.
And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Did you just get my text message I just sent you?
Yes, I received it.
Okay, yeah, so go ahead and save that phone number in your phone. So you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, and you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
Correct, I do not.
Okay, so you can confirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm regarding this matter, correct? Or signed any
Correct.
documents. Okay.
Correct.
And then you have used hair relax chemical straighteners in the past 20 years, correct?
Correct.
And then you were diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, I had ovarian cancer with stage one.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing
No.
today with everything?
So far, okay, still adapting to new stuff.
Okay. Hold on one second. Ovarian, yeah. That's a lot to go through. Yeah, my heart goes out to you. Do you know what type
Thank
of
you.
ovarian cancer you had? What your subtype was?
I believe it was a clear cell type.
Clear cell? Okay. And then
Yeah.
you are filing on behalf of yourself. Do you know when your date of diagnosis was?
Yeah, I was diagnosed on April 17, 2024.
April 17th, 2024.
Correct.
Okay. So there's just past year.
Yeah.
Who was your diagnosing doctor?
My doctor was Dr. Karen Kutsi. It's hard to say it.
Do you know how to spell the last name?
KOHATSU.
And where is she located?
She's located on Palomar Medical Center on Poway.
And where?
Poway.
In what state is that? Sorry.
It's California, Poway,
Oh, yeah,
California.
that's what I thought. Okay. Yep, I found her.
Yeah.
Kutsui. All right. So you're like in San Diego area.
Yes, I'm in San Diego.
I'm located in Orange County, so we're not too far from you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I got her information. Hold on one second. Let me just copy this. And then all right. You do not currently live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
No, correct.
And then you did use hair relaxer at least 4 times in a single year prior to your cancer diagnosis, correct?
Yes, correct.
On average, how many times were you using the hair relaxer within a year?
In a year, I want to say 6 to 7 times.
Like 7 times a year, you think?
Yeah,
Okay,
six
and
to
then where
seven.
were you getting where did you get treated at? Where what hospital were you getting or
Pomerado. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hold on 1 second. Let me just
Oh,
look. Let me see.
yes,
Palomar.
Palomar Medical Center.
Yeah, okay. And
Yeah.
that's at 15615 Palmerado Road, Palmway.
Palomar Road.
Yeah,
Yes.
Palmer. Perfect. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
My date of birth is September 2nd, 1994.
September 2nd, 1994, 84 or 94?
94.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. Do you know anybody else that was affected by the hair relaxer that needed help filing a claim?
That I know of, no.
Okay. You can always give them our information if due. And you said
Okay.
your birthday was September 2nd, 1994, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How old were you when you first started using hair relaxer? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you
Okay.
hear me?
Yeah. How old were you?
I was 22, 23.
Okay. What year did you start using hair relaxer?
2015.
Okay, 2015. And then when did you stop using it? In 2024?
Yes, 2024.
In the state of California, correct?
Correct.
When in 2015 do you think you started using it? Do you know the month and date? Approximate. It's supposed to be to the best of your knowledge. It doesn't have to be the exact date. They just want an idea.
I started on October,
Okay, October,
yeah,
like first, 2000.
20th,
Oh, October
yeah, like
20th.
October, the mid, yeah, of October, and then I stopped like in the mid of March.
March what?
Would it say the 20th?
Okay. So 10/20/2015 to 3/20/2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were applying the products what, like monthly, weekly, four times.
Weekly, like 3, 4 times a day.
Oh, you were doing the hair relaxer 3 times, 4 times a day?
Wait,
You mean
it's cutting off. Sorry.
I know. So you're doing the hair relaxer. You said you were using it like 7 times out of the year. So were you doing it like kind of
Yeah,
like
out of the
monthly?
yeah, monthly. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. And then how many years consecutively? So it would be from
I want to
so
say eight years.
9 years almost. Well, two.
8 to 9 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then 2015 to 2024 would be 9 years. So,
Okay.
how did you receive the hair treatment at home, in a salon, or both?
I did it with friends at home.
Okay. And then do you currently use hair relaxer products now?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have any empty bottles or receipts?
No.
Okay. And then what type of product did you use? Like Dark and Lovely, Motions, Just For Me, Soft and Beautiful, L'Oreal?
The dark and lovely one.
Okay. Is that the only brand you used?
Yes.
Okay. And then,
Yeah, I stick to one.
okay. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay. And then was there periods that you stopped using the hair relaxer or did you continuously use it throughout the 9 years?
No, I stopped after the 9 years.
Okay, but you, but like you continuously used it. You never like,
Yes,
okay.
correct. Yeah,
Okay.
correct.
No, okay, so yeah, you never stopped using it. And then when did you first become aware of the link between the hair relaxer and your diagnosis?
Well, on April 26, 2024.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you start to receive right away?
They gave me a chemotherapy, and I was doing it monthly.
Did you have to have any type of like a hysterectomy or anything like that, or surgery or anything like
Yes,
that?
I did. Yeah, yes, I did.
Okay. And then when did you start that treatment? Do you know, like roughly? Was
The
that on the
treatment
26th?
was,
Oh, go ahead.
yes, correct.
The
Can you hear me?
26th? Yeah, the
Yes.
26th.
Yes, correct.
Okay. 2024. Okay. And then was the treating doctor the same as your diagnosing doctor, or did you have another doctor that you saw?
No, just her.
Okay. Dr. Karen Kutsu, right? And hold on one second. Yeah, I'm so sorry that you had to go through all of that. My heart goes out to
Yeah,
you.
so thank you. Yeah, everything is so stressful.
Yeah, well, you're really young.
Yeah.
But you're doing better today.
Yes, way
Good.
better than how I started.
Yeah. Did you have any
Yeah.
pre-existing conditions? Like, did you have like any obesity, cancer prior to that, or diabetes or anything?
No.
Okay. You're pretty healthy.
Yes.
Okay. And then okay. So can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I am straight.
Female? Female or male?
Female.
Okay. And then
Female.
what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay. And then what is your ethnicity? Are you Black, white, Native American, other, or unsure?
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay. And then what's your current height and weight?
I am 5'5", and I weigh 170.
Perfect. Okay. And then, okay, so then can you give me the correct spelling of your first and last name?
It's ILSE, and then my last name is ROBLES.
Robles.
Yes.
ILSE. Okay, so ILSERobles.
Correct.
Okay. And then no suffix in your name, correct? You're not a senior, junior, anything like that?
No.
Okay. And then Ms. Robles, are you currently employed, or are you still doing
No,
recovery?
I'm doing recovery.
Okay, you're
I
still
haven't went
unemployed.
back to work yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you currently have health care coverage?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who your provider is?
No, 'cause I get different doctors.
Okay, it's okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me? Hello?
Yeah,
Oh,
sorry,
you just
cut
cut
out.
out. Yeah. Can you go ahead and
You hear
confirm your
me?
so yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Cutting again. Say that one
Yeah.
more time.
Can you confirm your social for me?
In full?
Yes.
It's 612-788-1191.
Okay, 612-788-1191.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your primary email is incorrect because this isn't yours. So hold on one second. Okay, what is your email?
It's ILSERobles 50@gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. So first name, last name, 50@gmail.com. I have your primary phone number is 619-745-8706, correct?
Correct.
And that's your cell phone. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, evening, or afternoon?
Afternoon is fine.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
It's 3638. Mm-hmm. Altadena Avenue.
Okay.
San Diego, California, 92105.
Okay. Is that a house or is there a unit number or anything?
Apartment number 5.
Thank you. Okay. And then, okay. So 3638 Altadena Avenue, apartment 5, San Diego, California. San Diego County, California, 92105.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And then do you have documents or medical records for your diagnosis?
Yes, they're at the hospital. I can get them from the hospital. Okay.
And you could provide them if needed, either through the mail or both?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, Ms. Warbless. It can be someone that lives with you or it doesn't. It's just to make sure that they can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Did you have someone you wanted to put?
Yeah, I could put my boyfriend.
Okay. And what's his name?
Devonte Sims.
How do you spell that?
It's DeVonte. SIMS.
Okay. And then what's his phone number?
It's 619-751. Let me see if I have it right. 7510995.
Perfect. And then, all right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and summarize everything for you really quick. And then was there anything that you wanted me to add to the file to help support the case?
I think you covered everything.
Okay. And if there's anything that you want to tell the attorneys when you speak to them, you can go ahead and do so. Ms. Robles, so basically what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. And then we're pretty much done. I'm going to send you the attorney's information and then we're pretty much finished. So just really quick, I just want to summarize, make sure everything's correct. You are filing a claim, Ms. Robles, on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer products. You did not have an attorney at this time. And your date of diagnosis with your cancer was on 4/17/2024, correct?
I was diagnosed on April 17th.
Hey, what did I say? Yeah, April 17th. I'm sorry.
Okay, sir. No, you're good.
Yeah, 4/17/2024. At the eight. Yes. How old were you?
I was 22.
22. Okay, and you're 23 now, correct?
No, I'm 30 now. Wait, I'm confused. Last year, so it's 29. I'm so sorry. I was 29.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, your date of diagnosis was 4/17/2024, and you were 29 when you were diagnosed with cancer, correct? You just cut out.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, because you were born in 1994, right?
94.
Yeah. Okay. So I know it keeps cutting out. I apologize. Okay. So, and then just to confirm, Dr. Karen Kazutsu was your diagnosing and treating doctor. She did treat you for your cancer at Palomar Medical Center in Poway, California. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. Your birthday is September 2nd, 1994.
Correct.
Okay. And you approximately started using hair relaxer between 10/20/2015 to 3/20/2024.
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, you started treatment 4/26/2024. I have your first name as ILSE, last name ROBLES. Your social as 612-781191.
Correct.
Okay. I have your primary email, first name, last name, 50@gmail. Cell phone number at 619-745-8706. And then we have your primary full address as 3638 Altadena Avenue, Apartment 5, San Diego, California, 92105. And Devont Sims as your primary email. Sorry, we have to like confirm everything twice. That's why I have to go over it.
No, you're good.
Okay, have you ever used a DocuSign agreement?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is the system's going to generate the documents now for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's really self-explanatory. Okay. If you need help, I can walk you through it, but I'm going to text it to you. That's the easiest way to complete it. As you're going through it, just make sure everything looks correct. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, let me know. As you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay,
so let me know once you are able to complete it. I just texted it over to you.
Okay, I see it. I just press where it tells me to sign, right?
Yeah, you may have to use your finger to adopt and sign the signature. You press accept, okay. And then you just like tap the little yellow boxes, and it'll put your initials for you. And then once you come to a finish button, let me know.
Okay, it's done.
Okay, so once you're done doing that, hold on 1 second. Let me look. Okay, it'll send you a PDF file. Yeah, it'll send you a copy to your email. You can also download it right there, but it'll send you a copy.
Okay.
And then just before we wrap up the call, I just sent you the attorney's information. Somebody from the law offices of Pulaski or Robin Law will be calling you within the next week or so. It could be in the next day or so too as well, as soon as the next day or so. But basically, it'll be from a 909 phone number that I sent you. Save that phone number so you know it's them that's calling. And then just basically remember, like, this is a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss it with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then any supporting documents that you can, you know, obtain, I recommend that you go ahead and do that just to help support your case. And then, if you have any questions, you can call my direct phone number, the 949 number. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. You can also text me if you have any questions regarding the case. If you don't hear from them in like two weeks or something, like just call me and be like, hey, what's going on, you know? But other than that, like, do you have any questions for me?
No, not at the moment. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, you sound in such good spirits. My heart goes out to you, and I really hope you get the compensation that you deserve. You've been through a lot, and yeah, my heart goes out to you, okay? So let me know if you need anything.
Thank you.
Of course. You have a good rest of the evening. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.